Check it out.
Alma, what do you see?
Being on Umdana. Bevedin, you have to check it out in Bezdin. If so, Rashi says, Aslan Nizokin, who are them when it does damage? So I crub and Nizokin, Koy, the Sivi, Koishas, Riyayo, Beheben of Egroif. For Lo Yomus, not that he killed them, this is the damage. If Ochinami, Rashi says, Sarahli Umdana, in Roland Yichazu, we have to value to see if this show was fit to do this damage. Vokiv, when the Gomadin Lakotlo, now if Bezdin passed in first, that this show is to be killed, we don't wait to value the shore to see if it was able to do the damage or not. Because the lochur is, le machine le liumdino, the veidino. We don't leave it over, but we go kill him right away. We don't leave it over to value to see the bezin first shot it up to see if it was able to do the damage or not.
So therefore, the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out very good. That's why once we paskin for Misa, we do not wait anymore to paskin for dinin nefoshes. Now the Gemara says back, I will say no, that even if you want to say this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva, it says what? We don't have to value it. Still, you know why? If we pass Dinim Nefoshes first, we do not go and pass back Dinim Momnis. We're talking about that the owner ran away. Therefore, Rashi says, we don't give a psak upon the shore if the owner is not here. For the Gemara, Baruch, if he ran away, if we're talking about now that the owner ran away, so Lechuri, even if you want to say, we're done Dina Mamnis first, and then Dina Nefoshes, but how do we pass in Dina Mamnis? If the owner is not here, who's going to pay? We want to be Mechayev the Baal HaShor. If the owner ran away, who's going to have to pay here? So Mora says, like, Hecha Dina Mamnis B'loi Bailim, so Mora says like this, the Kibul Sadi Yiborach, we're talking about that first we were Mekabal Edim, the owner was still here, though the Edim said that you're sure did damage to somebody. And then the owner ran away. So Mora says, safe, so what? Me'echa Mishtalim, how do we pay though? If the owner ran away, how are you going to get the money from the owner? So Mora says, Meridia, we're talking about the case here is Meridia, means that the shore right now will let it do work, and for the work that it does, but that will pay back. For the Gemara Yehochim, that's how you pay now the Dina Momnis, with the work of the shore, if so, Tam. Even if the shore was only a Tam, also Nidain the Dina Momnis. Why don't we say first the Paskin the Dina Momnis? Again, where the shore Tam did damage to somebody, so he has to pay Chatzin Nezik Negufay, and it also killed somebody, so it has to be killed. So why don't we say first to give it a Psak of Momnis, let the owner, let the person work with it. And then we'll go to kill the shore. So Mora says, Yochi Tam Nidaino Dina Momnis, Peresha, for Nishtalim Aridya, let him pay back, but let him the person work with the shore. For all Dinadaino Dina Nefoshes, and then we'll pass Kanal Dina Nefoshes. So Mora says, Omer of Mori Bereda of Kano, Zay Samaras, and here is a good proof, that Radia Aliyah de Morihu, when we want you to pay back with such a payment, not from the goof of the shore, but from the work that the shore would do for the Harisha, for the Aridya, that's also called Maliyah. That's also something that a Tam does not have to pay for. A Tam only has to pay Negufa. Here Negufa you can't pay because the Maisi have to kill the Guf. And the Dinah Meridia, that we say, like, let it do work, and the work goes for the payment, that's called Maliyah. If only by a Mu'ud you have to pay like this, and not for a Tam. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding daft tzaddik aleph from an aleph, holding. By two dots. Iboiluhu, I have a question like this. Iboiluhu. Yesh oimed linizokin, oyein oimed linizokin. Is there an oimed for nizokin or not? Oimed for nizokin means when you damage somebody, do we have to check out the object you use if it could do the damage or not? Just like we had before for Misa, we have to check out your hand to see if that hand is really strong enough to kill the person. So the question for Hezek is the same thing also. So as we say, me, I'm going to do, we say, Lekotla, when you kill somebody, who di amdinen b'hochi? Then we have to see value, see how strong it was. Because b'hochi nafka neshama, b'hochi nafka neshama. Like this the neshama goes out, like this the neshama doesn't go out. So you have to check it out to see if he was strong enough to kill him or not. Avulim nizokin. But if you just do damage to somebody, then the svara should be koldu. Anything you do damage with, it's able to do damage, yichayiv. Or Dilma, maybe no Loishna, or still there's no difference, no. Maybe you have to check out the Nizokin also. Rashi says, Al the Nizokin, Einoim din, Ti afilu ein chayfet zeh royal hezek zeh, even if this stick that you used hidden is not really strong enough to do damage, still chayiv. Ti mizimnin di askeh b'koldu. Sometimes it happens that the person gets hurt from any little thing. So therefore, as long as you did damage, we don't have to check it out if the instrument you used was strong enough to do it or not. So that's the shaila, do we have to check it out or not? So Tarshima coming here. It says, Ma bo shiyesh b'gadei lohomis. Asar tchochem, we had before a bore. The yafa mazik of a bore is if the bore is 10 tchochem deep, then it has the power if somebody falls to die there, then the bala bore is chayif. If a shor falls and dies there. Af kol shiyesh b'gadei lohomis asar tchochem. What about toyev chusim yasar tchochem? Let's say the bore was less than 10 tchochem deep. And Mason died. Potter. Then the Bal HaBor is Potter, because that's not called. It's not the boar that killed the animal. If the animal was weak by itself, died by itself. Huzak boy. Let's say the animal fell in the boar now and got damaged, got hurt. So chayiv. Then the Bal HaBor is chayiv, even though it's less than 10 tefachim deep. Now my love doesn't mean to say mimato lamala, from bottom upwards, kachoshiv. This is what we're saying. Mitefach v'yad asara, if the bore is even one tefach deep, until 10, but not 10 yet, then misaleka, if a shorah chamor falls in there and dies, then the balabor is potter. But mizokinika, but even though the bore is only one tefach deep, if a shorah falls in there and gets hurt, you have to pay. So Alma, what do we see? L'nizokin koldu. For nizokin, any little bit you chayu for. You don't have to evaluate to see if it's able to do the damage or not. Because the bore that's only one tefach deep can't really do too much damage. Still, we say if a guy falls, there's chayiv. So, shvamin of merits of proof, ain't oimdin l'nizokin. We don't value something for nizokin. Ain't oimdin l'nizokin. We don't do the value. So, Mara says, loi, I tell you, mimala lamata kachoshiv. That is talking about from upwards downwards kachoshiv. Lochikom, this is what we learned before means. That asoro, if it's 10 tefachim deep the bore, then nisaika. Then if a shor and chamor falls there, the bala bore is chayiv, you have a takola, that could kill. Pochas mi asoro, purta, let's say it was a little bit less than 10, it wasn't 10 tefachim, it was only 9 tefachim deep, then nizokin isa, nisa leka, nizokin it could do, but nisa can't do. But only because it's 9 tefachim deep that has the possibility to do damage. Really, I'll tell you, Emeloch, Yesh Eimid L'Nizokin. We have to see, we have to shut up, we have to value it to see if it was able really to do the damage or not. V'chomidi v'midi, ki hechid d'miskko bei binon. No matter how much of a damage you have, we have to see if it was really the bore was deep enough to do this damage, or just you were sick, you were weak. That's why it happened. So here there's no proof. It could be even for Nizokin also, that if you do damage to somebody else, that Yechayiv, whether it's Odin or Mazik, or whether it's Yeshor or Bor, it's only if it was fit to do the damage. But we need an Oymed, we have to see, to value it, to see for sure it was able to do the damage. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Hiko Esenoi, if you hit the eye of your Eved, V'simo Al-Oznoi, V'chirshoi, you hit the eye and you blind him, or else Al-Oznoi, or you hit him on his ear, V'chirshoi, you made him deaf, is Eved Yoitzadem L'Cheris. The Eved goes out free, that's called you knocked out his eye if you hit his eye. What about Kineger Einoi? You gave a bang near the eye. Rashi says he called the Kaisel. You gave a big bang against the wall. Kineger Einoi, next to his eye, shows there next to the Eved's eye. The Yena Roy, in the course of that bang, like he got so scared he can't see. Or else Kineger Oznoi, you give a bang against the wall, near his ear, but not on the ear itself, you bang the wall. The Yena Shemeya. And now the Eved cannot hear. Halacha is Ein Eved Yoytze Ben Lecheres. The Eved does not come out free. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum, isn't it because Divina Numdina? Because we have to value to see for sure that it has to be your hit that could do it. And over here, it's not your hit. Like Rashi says, Divina Numdina. Ubahachi Leboyi Liestume. And really, this shouldn't have happened. If you banged against the wall near his eye, that really should not cause him to become blind. Elo, what happened? Why did he become blind? We have to say, Mazla Yudi Asrulay, was his own Mazla that went dead. So therefore, you were like only a Gurim, but you didn't really cause the damage. Therefore, you're Potter.
So we see here, even though the damage happens because of you, we need a lumdina. You're only chayiv if it was really your hit that did it, not if it only caused him to have a bad mazel. Which should be a good proof. Yesh umdina l'nizokin. So Mara says, loy, no, that's not the pshat over here. I tell you, mishum the armina, we say over here, who the avis nafshi. It's not the pshat we have a doubt if it really was able to do it or not, but for sure, he scared himself. Like when you bang against the wall, you could, sure, you got him scared. But why did he become blind? Because he scared himself, like his own instinct of being scared caused him to become blind. That's called who the avis nafshi. He caused it to himself. So maybe you're only a grummer, you a gurmit, but the actual hezek, you didn't do at all. The actual hezek, the actual damage, he did to himself. That's why you're futter. Kidatanya, like we learned, Hamavis says chaveroi taught the medina yodah mechayim medina shemayim. If you scare your friend, and because that he gets damaged, so you should know you taught the medina yodah, but you chayim medina shemayim. So cite the drama. Case said, what's the case? Talka bi ozna bichirshoi. If you blew near his ear and made him deaf, tota. What about ochsoi? You grabbed the hold of his ear, the talk, and then you blew into it. The yoznoi, the chirshoi, you made him deaf. Chayiv, then you chayiv. Ochsoi, Rashi says, that means my sedidehu, that's your action. If you did such an action, then you chayiv. Toshima coming here. It says, chamisha dvorm, there are five things. I'm din oisoi, v'noistin loy miyad. The five things. So Rashi says, "What loy gasin lianezik tsayro beishes." But if you do damage, so then I'm the noisay. We have to value to see if you're really able to do that damage, and then v'noisin loy miyad. You have to pay him right away. Ripoy v'shevis. When do you pay the doctor bills, or when do you pay the compensation? How much he's not working? V'shevis that he can't work. Achi yisrapa. You only pay it till after he got healed up. Then you pay all the doctor bills that he needed to get healed. Let's say at the beginning when you hit him, we then made an evaluation here how much doctor bills should be paid. Like how long should it take really for him to be cured? What happened was the sickness took much longer, dragged along much longer. And it took him, instead of getting well in 1 week, it took him 3 weeks to get well. So lachar is, ein noistim lo elo kameishim dua. You only have to pay for the doctor bills of 1 week, how much we evaluated it at the beginning. After it took a time and dragged off later, for that you put them. What about the opposite way? Abdu, they estimated it that it's going to take now 1 week for you to get better. For Hivri, and he got better after 1 day. So Lachar is nice to like Kol Mashem Du. Still you have to pay him for the 1 week work of doctables. Shema Minik Mir, it's a good proof that Yesh Oymed L'Nizokin, that there is a Oymed for Nizokin, that we have to value, we make an estimate at the beginning, how long do we think he's going to be sick for? How long do we think it's going to take him to get well? So you see, we have to value it. And therefore, you pay according to the valuation that we made. So the verse says like this, true. L'memad gavra kama liktor mihomaka, to value how long this person is going to be sick from this wound that you gave him. Kama in the katzar, or how long he should get well. In other words, how long he should be well already. And if he's sick longer than that, yapata lekami boilon. That's for sure we have to know. We have to know the wound, the sickness that you gave him, how long normally should he get well? If it takes long or it takes shorter, we have to know whether he's the chayv or whether he's potter. That sheet we have to know. He called me boiler, when do I have my doubt? Lememet cheftzer, to value the actual object that he hit him with. If he hit him with a stick, so we have to check out that stick to see if the stick is really strong enough to do the damage. Is it possible for this small stick to do such a big damage? Then Yechayiv, if not, we say it's his mazel that was bad, and it's like, it's not your fault, you'll be potter. That's our Shalomai. But after you do the damage, the person himself to see how long he should be cured, that's for sure we have to check out. But do we have to check out the instrument or not? That's the question. Toshima coming here. Shimon Atemoni Yomer. Ma Egroif, just like a fist. Meyuchid. Shemosu Lieda could be given over to Bezdin to evaluate it to see how strong he is. Uliedim and Edim could see that he did the damage. Av call everything else. Meyuchad has to be special. Shemosu Lieda. It was given over to the Edim. It was given over to like Bezdin could check it out. Uliedim and Edim could see it. So Shmamina, here's a good proof. Yesh oimid l'nizok in Shmamina. Here is a good proof that any type of object you do damage with, Bezdin has to evaluate it to see if it really could do that so much damage, or was it only his own mazel that caused it. So if it could, you'd be chayiv. If it can't, you'd be potter. Oh, mama, what did you say? Do v'hivri. The Bezdin first evaluated him that it should take him a week to get better. And it came, he got better after one day. So loistim lo'kom ashram do. You still have to pay the deductibles a week worth of deductibles. So Mora says, Messiah l'rova, this is a proof to Rava. The Yom Rava says, Hayman v'yamdu l'kula yoyma. When Bezdin said he should be sick for one day, v'yistapach l'palgu d'yoyma, and he got well after half a day. The COVID, I did it, and he starts to do his work after half a day. The loch is, Yavinu l'kula yoyma. You still have to pay him for the days, the deductible of a full day. Why? Even though he got well after half a day. So it's only half a deductible. How come he still have to pay for the whole day? The Teretz says, I'll tell you, Min Shemayu Derach Miolei. It's a new throw, the Avrachmonos on him in Shemayim. Since the Avrachmonos on him in Shemayim, that's why he got well after half a day. But really, when you first hit him, that punch you gave him was supposed to have knocked him out. They should be in bed for a full day. So it's called, you have to pay him for full days worth of deductibles. He got better after half a day. That's called Min Shemayim, the Avrachmonos on him. Rokak, the Mishnah says, V'giya boy haroik, Vevir, if somebody spit on you, so he has to pay you for the damage that he does. Omer Rapopo, Loishonu El Aboy, only if he spit and the spit reached the person himself. Avu Bebigdaloi, if the spit only reached your clothing, it didn't reach your flesh, didn't reach your face, then he's Potter for Busha. For the Gemara, for the Heve Ki Bayish Bidvorim, why? True, the spit didn't hit the person himself, but why is the worse if you say bad things and embarrass a person by speech, L'chur Yimavayishim? Here also, you mavayishim, in fact, you spit at him, and you spit at his clothing. Amri Mamarova, the Seven Eretz Yisrael. Mishmei de Rebbe Yoisi Baravin, Zoisei Neres, and here there's a good proof, that the Baishoi Vidvorim Potemiklum, if somebody embarrasses you, calls you names, he's Potter from Busha, even though he embarrassed you, but here you're Potter. Busha is only, you have to do an action. It's like a mazik. You have to do an action to him, you have to hit him, slap him, you have to spit in his face. If your spit reaches his face, you did something to him, then you chayi for busha. But if the spit only reaches clothing, so true, he's embarrassed. But that's just like you called him names, you embarrassed him. For that, you potter. That's not called a maisa mazik, you potter for hezik. Then the Mishnah says, akolu fi kvoidi. We have to pay upon everybody upon how rich and how poor he is. So we boil, we have a question like this. Tanakama. The first Tanakama, no, not like Rebbe Akiva. Tanakama. L'kula kama, l'chumra kama. Does it mean to be mekel, to say you don't have to pay so much if he's poor? Or does it mean to be machmir? What does that mean? L'kula kiyam, is he being mekel? Diyika oni, d'loi boile mishkukuli hai. It could be sometimes you spit, you did damage, you did embarrass a poor person, he doesn't feel that bad. So you don't have to pay that much. Boy, Duma, maybe no, the Tanakama means l'chumra kama. Diyika osher, d'boile mesev lechvei. What he meant to say is like everybody has to pay a certain amount. Just if you hit an usher, a rich person, a prestige person, him, it's a big embarrassment, him you're going to have to pay more. That's the question. Did he mean to be mekel or did he mean to be machner? So what's the Toshima coming here? Me, the Kama Rabbi Kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva, the next time it says, Afilu aniyim shabi Yisrael. No matter how poor the person is, that Rabbi Kiva says, no matter how poor you are, it's the same amount of busha. When you're a Jew, we look as if you're Bnei Aaron, Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and there's one set embarrassment you have to pay. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So Shmamino Tanakama Lekula Kama Shmamino. And Tanakama says, no, if you're a poor person, you don't feel that bit, you don't get that embarrassed, say the Chlami, then you'll be potter. Not potter, you won't have to pay that much. That's an akama saying l'kula. If you're poor, like Rashi says, may the kamer of kiva filu laniyim. The chazinim do loy chayiv loses l'pareya roish isha. Elo abba meizuz katanakamum. Shamin atanakama l'kula kamar. To liyoni lo yavinu kuli hai. O kam the Rabbi Kiva. Liyoni nami yavinu hochi. That's what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. That even a noni, a poor person, also pays the same amount. So Rabbi Kiva is saying a noni pays the same amount. And Tanakam is saying no, and Anoni pays less. And Anoni pays according to his embarrassment.
Then the Mishnah says, "Umaitza b'yecha shapora rosh isha." There's a case where a man pulled off the hair of a lady, and you have to pay 400 zuz. So the Gemara mi'avina zman. So the Gemara says the case there was that the person said, "Give me time to see if I could pay." What happened was he went to see the isha the way she uncovered her hair herself. But I called upon him, he asked for time to pay. So we asked the question, do we give him time? We don't give off time to pay for Chavola. We make you pay right away. And the Gemara, when you did damage to him, you ruined him, you made a chsorin, you took away like money from him, then you have to pay him back right away. But you only embarrassed him. You didn't make him lose any money. Then Yavina, then we can make him pay right away. Then Yavina, we give it to him right away. Then the Mishnah says what? The case was that this person, that first embarrassed her, now he went and watched her by a chatzera, and he saw the way when he broke his barrel, we saw the way she took the oil and she rubbed it over her head. For a tiny would look like this. Omolo Rabbi Kiva answered back, Silolato b'maya madirim, you like went into the deep waters, v'haleisa cheres b'yotcha, and when you brought up was an earthly kli. In other words, all the work you went through was in vain. Like here in the Mishnah, this person now wanted to try and show that this lady doesn't get so embarrassed, that she herself took off her hair, took off the cover of her hair to put the oil on her head. So you see, she doesn't get that embarrassed. So Bekiva said back, that's no proof. Even though she could do it to herself, but if somebody else does it to her, the person has to pay. So here the Brisa says this lashon, that Rabbi Kiva said, Salalta v'mayim adirim, v'leis acheres b'yotcha. Odim rishon l'chava v'yatza. A person is allowed to do damage to himself. Is that true? Amar Rava l'kasha. Kan v'chavolo, no. Here it says what? Odom Rishon Chavol Yatsmai. In our mission it says what? Even though you're not allowed to do it to yourself, but still you're potter. That's what our mission said. How much it says, Afal Pi Shena Rishoi, he's still potter. And here it says what? The spirit here it says, Rishon Chavol Yatsmai. You are allowed to do damage to yourself. Summer of Lakasha. Kan the Chavol Lakamavishes. Chavol you're not allowed to, but Vishes you're allowed to. Our Mishnah is talking about vicious.